I went to see one other new development in Cambridge, which thinks that communities have a really important role to play in the future of our housing.
So I'm Johnny Anstead. I'm a director of a company called Town, and we're building a development on the site that we're standing on. It's a 42-home co-housing scheme, so it's a housing development with a difference.
What exactly is co-housing? What is this difference?
So co-housing is it's a housing scheme like any other, except that the people who live there tend to know each other. So in this case, they're a group of people who've been kind of friends for the last few years and who together have kind of come together to prepare a plan for how they want their neighbourhood to be. They've been active in shaping the place. They prepared a brief for us before we got involved, which basically said what they wanted the place to be like and feel like and how they wanted it to function and the kind of building standards that they wanted it to achieve. And all of them like the idea of living in a neighbourhood where they know their neighbours and where they can sort of pitch into community life.
And could you tell me a bit more about the community aspect of the co-housing scheme?
Yeah, of course. As well as knowing each other, they also have certain things which are going to really shape the way that the community functions. So there's going to be a thing called a common house, which is basically an extra building where people can eat together if they feel like it, where they can do exercise classes or have meetings. There'll be a really good kitchen. There'll be some laundry facilities. So, for example, if you don't want to have a washing machine in your own home, you can do without one and just use the shared laundry facilities. You don't have to, but you know it's there there for you if you want it to be. It will have a large shared garden at its centre, so pretty much all of the houses and flats will back onto this beautiful kind of green space where kids will be able to play safely, people will be able to grow food, and just generally a great place to sort of socialise.
I hate to say this, it sounds slightly verging on hippie.
Yeah, I think that it does have a sort of hippie streak through it. Of course, it has a hippie ethos in all the good ways. It means that people have, you know, these people tend to be committed to a more communal way of living. It's not a commune, but, you know, a more communal way of living. It's, you know, they're people who are interested in reducing their environmental impact. So, yeah, and I would say it is in a good way a sort of a hippie way of living. But actually, in other ways, it's very straightforward.
So do you think it's a scalable, feasible model?
Look, you know, this is a 42-home scheme. It's probably at the upper end of the range in terms of the size of co-housing schemes that are generally developed. So it's never going to be something that you can deliver at, you know, 1,000 homes at a time. And yet, you know, we're in the middle of a massive housing crisis in the UK, and, you know, the stuff that's being delivered by the volume house builders is all kind of, you know, of a kind. It's all pretty generic. And, you know, everyone knows what the shortcomings are of new homes. They can be box-like. They don't always perform very well. People don't know their neighbours and they're kind of soulless. I think that even if this isn't the answer to the large volume of houses that needs to be built, it definitely is sort of leading the way and kind of showing how a different kind of living can be part of the mix.
Johnny Anstead, Director of Town.